SDH380 monitoring. WRNW 329. Good morning. Good morning. WSDJ 347. Radio check. Test, test, test. WRNW 329. WSDJ 347. Stand by.
WRPB 448 monitoring.
WSDJ 347. Radio check, radio check. Test.
Go ahead, 347. You're coming in. Little weak, but I can still hear you good. Over.
Joe, copy that. What's your 20?
Yeah, I'm transmitting from a base station, Groveland Township, off the Flint repeater. My name is Kurt. Good morning.
Good morning, Joe. We're in, Fraser, Michigan right now.
What machine are you repeating off of? Over.
I'm in a mobile. I got a Ray Didier DG20.
Hey, you're definitely making the trip. You're sounding better. I'm on a radiodity, what is it? A 40-watt base. Over.
Yeah, you're coming in loud and clear over here. Real loud.
Yeah, I'm hitting that Flint repeater pretty good. I took a look at it online on Google Earth, and it's on top of a hospital, so it's at least 5 or 6 stories high, I'm guessing, and it's got pretty good coverage. Over.
Yeah, you're coming along clear. I'm trying to remember the repeater I'm on.
You're on the Mount Clemens repeater, WRWB 49.
Copy that. The Mount Clemens, you said?
Yeah, Mount Clemens. I want to just figure that butt in there.
Yep, I'm just trying to figure out this radio, how to get out and talk to somebody. I think I kind of got some of it right now.
Well, you're definitely making the trip. This is WRPD 448. I'll be standing by. I'm going to go hit my coffee. Over.
We'll be standing by here.
WSBG. WSBJ 347, standing by.
WSBJ 541.
Morning 541, WRW 329. A Detroit repeater must be down, and I get no response out of the Detroit repeater. The Detroit repeater is down for the past 28 hours. Don't know anything further.
Copy that. Appreciate the info. I'm down in Detroit here. Just ready to head into work, but I'm hitting Mount Clemens right now. I didn't get the response out of Detroit. But. Hitting the Mount Clemens right now. Appreciate it. WRNW 329 clear for now.
WRCY 565 clear.
Morning, Michigan, WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, we are mobile. RZP 544 mobile. Thank you.
WROK 973 monitoring. WRKV 224 mobile. WRCT 544, Sheboygan County, you sure do, sir. WRCT 544, we read you loud and clear, sir.
WRKV 224, is anyone around in the Saginaw repeater?
Sheboygan County, Bob, WRZT544, that'll help.
Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile listening.
WSAG 266 for radio check.
Yep,
thanks for the feedback. Testing out a new UV5RHT. This is Doug and Carol, and I appreciate all the feedback this morning. It looks like the radio and the code plug is working. WSAG 266, and I'm clear.
Great modulation. The radio is doing exactly what she's supposed to do for you. Keep up the good work. Enjoy your day. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, clear and monitoring the frequency.
Thanks, Bob. 73.
WSBH380, standing by.
380, WRZP 544.
Good morning, there, 544. I'm in Hazel Park.
Copy on the Hazel Park there. I'm in Sheboygan County, 25 miles south of the Mackinac Bridge here, right outside of Indian River.
N4, last 10 miles north of the river, towards Detroit.
See ya. Enjoy your day. Nice speaking with you. But promise to be another one. Send some of that rain you guys are getting down there up here. We sure use it. Have a good one. WRZP 544, clear monitoring the frequency on your final, sir.
WSDH 380, and clear.
WRMT 981 looking for a radio check from Macomb Township, Michigan.
Clear. Over.
Thank you for that check. Over.
Good modulation, good sound and radio. Enjoy your day. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob. We'll be monitoring the frequency and clear on your final, sir.
WRMT 981, thank you for that from Sheboygan County. Clear.
WSCI 783 to WSCI 392, do you copy? WSCI 783, monitoring.
CW329.
Go ahead, Tim.
I'm doing this afternoon, Jack. WRFW329.
I'm doing fine. This is WIUD, but it is. You must have just got off of work, right?
Just pulling out of the parking lot now. I'm over here. Just for some honor. It is back on you.
No, but you're a little bit scratchy. Where are you on DB20G? I don't know that. I really didn't know that. Roger?
From what I understand, it may be a little longer. No response. Maybe they shut it down for a while. What's going on with that again? That's different.
I hear nothing about that. Roger? I didn't know that, you know. Anyhow, how you doing? You doing good?
No rain.
Oh, it's not gonna rain all the way to Wednesday. It's all nothing but sunshine. Roger?
I got the grass cut yesterday. It was a little bit wet, but I got it cut anyway. It'll probably dry up by now with the sun out. I've got it cut down.
They might have to do that. All right, Tim, you're a little bit scratchy, but I'll talk to you a little bit later. WIUG, grade 8.
WSAG 266, portable and listening.
WSAG 713, looking to see if TS311 has got his stuff on. I'm in Auburn Hills right now at the tech center, and I'm just wondering if anybody's picking me up.
Yeah, I'm picking you up there. This is WRCZ 445.
Okay, thank you. I was wondering if I'm... Oh, I'm hitting that repeater in Mount Clemens.
Yeah, it sounds like you're hitting it nice and clear.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you very much again. WSGZ713, and jumping in my car and going to head home. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Have a good day. WRCZ445.
WRMZ640.
WSDJ347, monitoring.
WSDW364. Just wondering if anyone had a scoop on what was going on with the Detroit 625 repeater. Still wasn't working this morning when I left the house, but I'm over here on the east side. Thought I'd jump on this repeater, give you guys a shout. I wasn't aware it was down, but I'll look into it when I get stopped. Check it out. Copy that. Yeah, it seemed to be out yesterday in the morning when I checked it. I was just taking a picture of it. I couldn't get a reply from the repeater at all, and then all day. And then this morning when I checked it before I left the house. But thank you very much. That's WSDW364.
All righty, yeah. That's the first I heard of it. So I'll power cycle it or something as soon as I can. Just hit the road, though. It's going to be about 20 minutes before I'm in a position to deal with it. Thanks for letting me know.
Thanks again. This is WSDW364, and I'm clear.
WRUU850.
Fred, are you listening?
About Bob. Well, Bob, too. WRZP, right, 44. Good afternoon, Tom.
Good afternoon. Just on my way home from work here, and looks like we've dodged the rain bullet. It's overcast, but dry. How are things up there in Sheboygan?
Partly cloudy this morning, cleared up, sunshine. What are we up? 84 degrees, brother. Heard the other day Flint got like 2.1 inches in a matter of time. We're below normal for rain and fall, so send some of that our way, over.
Yeah, that surprises me. I would have thought you guys were seeing this overabundance of rain, too. But I guess not.
The majority of them. Last week we had rain Tuesday and Wednesday. That was last week. Nothing this week at all. But typically it comes up mid-state and then it peters out and hits east. So, yep, send it our way. I won't keep you. I know you're in traffic heading home. I didn't want to say hello. And, always a pleasure there, brother. WRZQ 544.
All right, Bob. We'll catch you later. Be safe and look for you down the page. WRUU 850.
WSDC 647, this is WRBG 829.
Good afternoon, Jeff. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I just in the middle of programming something here, trying to figure my way through it, and realized it was time to make the call.
Yeah, glad you remembered. How did that shindig go last night?
It was a good one. You would have enjoyed it. It was really nice weather. We had a pretty good-sized crowd of people, and we had some people that were interested in CERT. So it all worked out well.
Well, good. I just didn't feel like mixing with a crowd last night. I was feeling kind of lazy.
I understand. Happens to all of us. How are you doing otherwise?
I'm doing good. I just relaxed today. I didn't sleep last night, and the wheels were moving too much in my head, I guess. But I just kind of laid around today.
All right, well, you hang in there. I hope it goes a little bit better tonight. And I'll chat with you tomorrow afternoon, hopefully.
Okay, Jeff. This is WSDT 647. Making a call for WSDX 256. Over.
WRBG 829, clear and monitoring.
Nothing heard from WSDX 256. This is WSDC 647 signing off.
Pass, 1-2. All right, I think the 625 is back online.
WRYB 421, good job, thank you.
Was it you that told me about it? I was in the car and I didn't pay attention.
Cool. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. WRYB 421, clear.
Yeah, I didn't know. I wish somebody would have popped up on the Mount Clemens and mentioned it. I would have got it running a lot sooner, I'm guessing. But I just didn't know until I was told. So, okay. Anywho, back online. All's good. WRUU 850.
Be advised, can you hear me on this one, Christopher? WSEA 401, calling Christopher. Do you hear me on this radio? Copy.
WSDC 814 monitoring and standing by.
WRC 54. All three, check your mic. You have an open mic.
Station 218, this is WIUG
48, copy. DJ 347, we got a copy. Station 359, station out there at 359. This is WIUG 48. Robert, are you out there?
WIUG 48. WRFS 966.
WIUG 48. Go ahead, Brian.
How you doing this week?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm sitting here outside and relaxing. I just finished up such a grass. Roger.
On the grass. I did mine yesterday. I get to relax today. I just had to go to the hardware store for a couple old things, and I got to go to the pet store, see if I can get some anti-itch shampoo for my dog, and then it's back home to relax.
That is the best way to do it.
Just so you know, Jack, I'm not going to be at breakfast on Saturday. I have to do some work at the cemetery at 9 o'clock in the morning, and I won't get out of there until 10, so I'm not going to make breakfast.
No problem, Brian. Yeah, no problem at all. Anyhow, so you off of work today, anyhow, not till Sunday night, right?
Well, I don't have to work.
I see what you're saying. All right, Brian. Thank you. You take care, and you have a good day. WIUG.
WSBM 924 monitoring.
station 847. 847, station 847. This is WIUG. Radio, copy.
WSBJ 347, monitoring the channel. WSBJ 347, monitoring.
WIGDM 924, we hear you.
WSBJ 347. WSBJ
WSCI 783 to base, do you copy?
WRZT 544.
WSDJ. WSDJ 347, monitoring the channel. I'm on a radio check.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, sir. We have you loud and clear.
WRZP 544.
10-4 in the loud and clear. You gonna be on this channel for a minute? I'd like to try my other radio. I just put in my truck to see if it gets out or something I'm doing wrong.
Hello, sir. I'll be right here. You got great modulation on that radio, and of course you're hitting the repeater just fine. I'll be right here waiting to hear you again. WRCP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. We'll be standing by, sir.
WSBM 924 monitoring.
WSDJ 347. How about it, Sheboygan Bob? You got a copy?
WRZP 544. I sure do there, sir. She is crystal clear. Great modulation on that radio, so whatever you did, keep doing what you're doing, rascal. Roger.
Ten four on that. Thank you for the check. Guess I got to figure out what's wrong with the other radio now. Thanks.
Happy to be assistant. Enjoy your evening. WRZP 544. Boyden County, we're monitoring the frequency.
WSBM 924. Can anybody let me know if I'm hitting a repeater?
WSDJ 347. Yes, sir. You're weak but readable with very little popcorn, Roger.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. A couple of you have jumped on each other, but I was able to read both of you.
Once again, clear and monitoring the network, gentlemen.
WSDM 924, I appreciate it. Thank you, and I'll be monitoring.
WRUG 488, this is WRWP 783, copy.
For the IUG, 488, go ahead.
How you doing, Jack?
I'm doing fine. I just finished working outside, and I just came inside here. Roger.
That's nice. Enjoying the weather? I am. I'm outside on the porch and just drinking some tea and relaxing. How about you?
I just had some water to drink out there, and I had some Coke. And that's about it. I just came inside here to, you know, shower up and all that stuff and fix me something to eat. Roger?
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, was 625 down and, was it not 575, but 675, was that down too yesterday?
Was down yesterday. Maybe it's about 40 hours from yesterday till today till it got fixed. I don't know what time exactly, but it was fixed today, though. Roger?
Yeah, I thought so, too, because I tried calling you yesterday, and it didn't work. Nothing was going through, so I had a feeling. But Plus, I lost my phone yesterday, so I had a very good 6-hour, 8-hour time, you know, without a phone, so I was bothered by that.
Oh, what do you got to do? You know, sometimes those things happen, so not that doesn't happen all the time, but sometimes happens. And this is WIUG 488.
Yeah, thankfully I found it, so that was a great thing. So, other than that, I had a feeling, like I said, the 625 wasn't working. I tried 675 and it wasn't working, so I thought I knew something was down. So, and I couldn't call you because I didn't have a phone. Anyhow, good to hear your voice, and nice chatting with you, Jack. Stay cool, you know, stay out of trouble. WRWC
782. I'm inside here, but the air is on and on, and it's very nice here, and it's cooled down too. You know, like you gotta fall asleep in a minute. But I can't do that. I have to do a few things before that. Anyhow, you're sounding good, and you take care, and you have a good day.
WIUG 487.
Extension out there, 847. This is WIUG. Where you need, copy? I guess not. WIUG, where you need, clear. Any station out there for a radio check? Come on back. I heard WHB something like that. Okay, you're in the repeater, but your audio is not that, it's very low. Maybe get a little bit closer to the mic. And you have another radio by you.
Yeah.
That way you'll be clear. Roger.
Ah.
That's better. I think you're on a handheld, Roger. Okay, but now you're on a base station. What kind of radio do you have, if you don't mind asking? What's your name, R95? I didn't get that. I don't know, what kind of antenna do you have out that way? Well, you're coming here clear now, but your signal is low. I don't know why. How far are you from any repeater? Or are you on a 675 repeater? Because I'm on a 675 repeater. Roger, and this is WIUG 88. I know, but how far, where are your location at? I'm over here at Rochester Hills. Roger. Well, I'll be honest with you. It's working good. I can hear you, but your signal is a little bit low. Maybe 5 by 3.
Bye-bye, say for your signal. Roger. Here's my coax cable I got. I got LMR, they call that LMR, LMR 240. And this is a good coax for the base station. And I don't know what you have, Roger. If you got LMR 400, you were sounding better than me. Let me tell you that much. Because that 400, it's a hell of a LMR coax. It's very good coax. It's number one. Roger. I'll tell you that the knockoff is different, you know. But it's a real LMR 240 or the 400 is the best. I have some. I couldn't put it together because it doesn't twist that easy, like the 240. That's why. Roger. How far are you from a tree? And that radio, that DB20 you got out there, it does better and this radio you got. Because I'm on that DB20G. Roger.
WFCG 417, come back. What's up?
Let's stand by for a little short. Go ahead to the other station.
Sorry, I didn't catch that.
Go ahead. This is WIUG 488.
I was calling out to WSCG 417.
Well, I guess 417, he's not out there. Roger. Yeah, the guy in Van Dyke in 21 mile. Okay, I'm only 10 feet high from the ground. And I have a Harvest PC-200. And your antenna you have, is it like a 200-watt antenna or no? No problem. I'll be here. WIUG 48. We're on the site. Go ahead, young lady, you want to use the repeater. Go ahead. All right, that's a good antenna, too. But you know what? If I was 6 feet from the trees, see if you find some opening. That's what it needs, a little bit opening. But you're not too far from Mount Clemens repeater either, so you should be okay. Roger. I do that because, you know, the more, the less tree you have a better chance. Just like me right now. I used to connect on the 600 repeater. I can't because the 600 repeater is all the way in by the airport. I cannot reach it right now because, you know, I have the same thing, that Harvest 200, and, you know, I can't get in there because the tree's a little bit. Roger.
WRWR 357. Yeah, gentlemen with the new radio there, a couple things you might want to consider trying is that radio has a mic gain. You might want to try finding that in the settings and adjusting it. And check and see if you're on wideband instead of narrowband. Do you have a ground plane for your antenna? Yeah, do you have a ground plane kit for it? So a ground plane kit would be about 3 to 4 radials extending out at the base of the antenna. And last question, what power are you using on your radio right now? Like, is it high, low, medium? Okay, yeah, that's all those questions. Definitely, you know, something's going on because you should be, from where you're at, you should be hitting that repeater and you should be booming right now.
Yeah, this is WRK537. I'm just curious, how come I can only hear half the conversation here?
Who are you hearing?
WSTH380. I might chime in. Wonder if that guy is on Simplex channel.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
That's what I was thinking too.
Me, I'm too long to hear Jack talking to his host.
Yeah, so that gentleman, he's correct. He must be Simplex because he's directly between me and Jack, and we both can hear him faint.
WSTH380, I can't hear him at all.
WSTY-438, southeast Isabella County. I think we're bouncing off the Barrington repeater.
Yeah, 347. If you hear me, you gotta check your settings. You're Simplex, so you need to set up a repeater channel, and then you'll be able to get out to the repeater. So it's probably your offset that's not set correctly. Well, I suggest you, look at your instructions a little more. Google it if you have to, but you're definitely not, you definitely don't have your offset correct. So that transmitting frequency should be, plus 5 megahertz.
Well, here's what you do. Look at your radio, and when you push the mic, it should go up to 467.675. If you see that means you're right on the money. But if you don't see that, that's no good.
Don't forget the tone, or you're not going to hit the repeater.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner number 2.
You're making me hungry there, WSTY-438.
Hey, 347, if you want to go to channel, like, 19 simplex, maybe I could talk to you further, give you a little bit of a better hand figuring out what's going on.
Just note 219 is a line A for this channel, and you should probably go to 20.
I use that DB20G. See, it's the same thing. We'll be on the site, WIUG 48. So that's why I am on right now at DB20G Reality, and so look how it sounds. It's a lot better. Maybe that's, let me ask you, how many watts that radio you got out there? How many watts you got out there with it?
Not the radio, Jack. You didn't have the repeater set up correctly, repeater channel.
You're right, probably, Randy. Yeah, you're probably right. Anyhow, well, let him find out. But he says it's, so you're right. Maybe he doesn't have the right setting. We'll help him out, no problem. Anyhow, WIUG 48.
Yeah, the offset is going to be plus 5 megahertz.
WSTJ 347, is that any better?
Yeah, 347, you're in the repeater now. I heard the ka-chunk.
Okay, 10-4. Just like to say thank you to everybody out there for all the help. Really, really, really appreciate it for all the help. Thanks.
Yeah, no problem, man. Your signal is strong and clear now.
Ten four. Thanks a lot again. I appreciate it. They've had no offset on this, so.
No problem. It's sounding good here too, at Rochester Hills. Anyhow. See, what can you do with that radio? Or figure it out, or something like that. Or send it back to get another one. Maybe they'll give you another one. All right. I'll get back out of here. WIUG 48, clear.
WSDJ 347.
WSD W327, monitoring.
WQTV 204.
USBM 993 monitoring.
Nine nine three. This is WRWR 357. How's it going this evening?
How's it going there, my friend? Going pretty well on this end. How about yourself?
Can't complain, man. Just sitting here watching some football and. The name's Randy here, and I'm in Mount Clemens.
Roger that, Randy. Name is Chad, located in Saginaw, Michigan.
Well, you got a real strong signal, man. You're loud and clear. No, like full quieting.
Yeah, same as well for you coming in this way too. Full clarity, loud and clear, making it in real well.
Better making it in strong because I'm literally like 2 miles from the McComb repeater.
Copy that. All right, man. Well, sounds good. You take care. Have yourself a great night, and appreciate the communication, and have a good night. And this is BWSBM 993 clear and monitoring.
Yes, same to you.
WCP 544.
Station 847. This is WIUG 88. Copy.
Good evening, Jack. WRZB 544.
Good evening, Bob. How you doing?
I'm good, sir. I saw the doctor yesterday. I can start physical therapy on the 20th. And the hole in my neck from spine surgery is getting better, thank goodness. And I got a little bit of work done around the old homestead today. How about yourself, sir?
I can hear that, Bob. I really do, honest to God. And I'm doing okay, but I had a lot of work to do outside today. Cut the grass, you know, go do a few things, then go back, get a couple of groceries, and come back, and I was a little bit tired. Roger.
Roger that. All good. Copy. I think you got quite a bit done today, so I can understand why you're tired. I'm truly blessed. As you know, I'm a 100% disabled veteran, and I have a gentleman from the church. He comes and takes care of the yard for me, and sometimes he'll leave his zero turn here, and I'll hop on and take care of it myself. So I'm truly blessed in that respect, and then once my neck gets better, I can take over on the weed whacking, Roger.
That's Roger. I wish you good luck and fast cure that neck a little bit. Roger.
Oh, you bet. Surgery was on the 26th last month. So no. Following the doctor's orders and doing exactly what I'm told. And like I said, he's going to release me for physical therapy here on the 20th, so I'll get back to my normal self here pretty quick, sir.
It's 100% good. Very, very good. And I'm glad for you, Bob.
That, we missed you on the air there while Detroit was down. I heard Sean talking on the way home this afternoon there. He'd dial into it there and see what was going on. So it's good to hear you back up on the air, sir.
No problem. I found out it was last night at 10 o'clock. I'm trying to get a hold of Dane. You know what Dane is, out of Ohio. I couldn't get a hold of him. And I didn't know until I went on 625. And couldn't get nothing. And this morning, same thing. And I figured I don't want to bother
you know, Sean a lot, you know what I mean? He knows about it, but it's not his repeater because it all belongs to different people out there. Roger?
Roger that. Yes, sir. I often copy your mail when you're talking down to Ohio and down south. I copy all your good mail. You always have a good signal, Jack.
Because, Bob, if you have a good radio and you got a good antenna, and the main thing is that coax, if it's not an LMR, that's what I have, LMR 240, but the 400 is better from 240. But I had the 400, and I could never twist that 400. And I don't like to make a hole in the wall, so what I do is just put it from the window, and that's it. But I could never make that 400. I still have it sitting in the garage. Roger?
Roger that. I'm a firm believer in the LMR 400. My Radio Shack, my beam antenna, my radio antenna, my long wire antennas are all fed into my Radio Shack with LMR 400. Yeah, I don't care how much you've spent on your radio. I don't care how much you spent on your amplifier or your equipment or your gear or whatever you've got hooked up. If you don't have good coax and antenna, brother, you're not going to talk. You said a mouthful, sir.
Yeah, I have 100% right. If you don't have a good coax, not going to do any good. And that's what I have. But I don't know if you know that or not, I have a Drake T4XC, it's a ham radio. I got all of them. MS4, the speaker, and the transmitter, and the receiver. And I just was on 20 meter, I only heard two guys out that way. On the 10 meter, I went there, it was none at all. Roger?
Roger that. I'm familiar with communications. I did that in the military for many, many years, up to and including navigation and communication systems for fixed and rotor wing aircraft. So, yeah, good antenna, good coax. It'll serve you right. And then I did, when I picked up my ICOM 7300 here for Christmas last year, I picked up a real nice antenna analyzer as well, and that's helped me out. With my serial four-element beam I have up, Roger.
That's good enough. Whatever you said was good enough anyhow. And I don't know, the poor guy, you know, too hard to say his name because he passed away. He had a commercial for that 7300 commercial antenna. He was operating on.
Roger that. I've got it on the ICOM AT, 710 long wire antenna. That thing's huge. It pretty much covers my entire 2 acres up here in Michigan. So, and it does the trick. I can pull in pretty much anywhere I want to listen to, I can hear. Roger.
Roger that, Bob. Anyhow, I would like to back it out of here for a little bit. I might talk to you after that. And have a good evening and better day tomorrow. WIUG 488.
WIUG 488 and WRZP 544 for identification purposes. Jack, it's always a pleasure to have you in my home, sir. You be safe. Take care down there and send some of that rain our way. We'll be clear and monitoring the frequency.
station out there, 847. Station 847. This is WIUG waiting. Copy. Station 544. Bob, you still out there?
WRZP 544. Yes, sir. Go ahead, Jack.
I just want to ask you a question. You ever heard anything from Randall? Because I have not heard him in a couple of days. Roger.
No, I can't say that I have. Typically, if I'm not in a radio shack, I've got an HT on me from 6 o'clock in the morning until sometimes wee hours of the morning. No, sir, I haven't heard him in a while. I'll keep an ear out, though, Roger.
I just wonder, because I even text him, and he has not returned my text message.
Does he attend your breakfasts on Saturday? Over.
He's a little bit far. He's by the airport down that way. Willow Run Airport, that's why.
Roger that. Well, I'll keep an ear out for him, that's for sure.
No problem. A good man, too, but, you know. Anyhow. Hi, Bob. It's back in Atlanta here. We'll catch you in a little bit later. WIUG 48.
WIUG 488. WRZP 54. No, I'm sorry. WRZP 544. Have a good evening. We'll talk soon, brother.
WRP 8805. WRP 8805. Here is WRVJ 258. WRP 8805. WRPA 805, WRVJ
WSTI 847, WIUG 48, copy. WSTI 847. WSTI 847, WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear.
WRUG 488. Here is WRVJ 258.
WRVJ 258. This is WRUG 488. How are you, Jim?
Well, good evening, Jack. We haven't spoken in a while. How are you?
Fine, but a little bit tired of working, you know, outside, cutting the grass and do this and do that. Roger.
I understand. I did that over here yesterday. It was a cooler day yesterday than it was today, and I made the right choice. I got it done when it wasn't too hot. It wasn't too bad, wasn't too overgrown, so I made fairly short work of that. It needed it, though, so that's handled for at least another week. Looks like we're going to have some pretty mild weather going for about the next 7 or 8 days here, so that's a good thing. I'm looking forward to it not being so hot I have to close up the house and run the air conditioning. I like having the windows open. It's a lot, it just feels better.
You're right, you know, it's going to be, I think, till about Wednesday, no rain at all, which is, that helps out too. You don't have to cut the grass next week, that's for sure. And the weather is not going to be bad at all in the 70s. Roger.
Yep, I'm looking forward to it. It'll be nice. I do have some things that are going to keep me busy, but it's nice if it's not super hot like it has been. It's been so hot. And then we got all that rain, and it didn't really cool stuff off for a long time. All the rain, it would rain like crazy, storm like crazy, and then the next day it'd be 90 degrees again. So it was pretty steamy around here for the last couple of weeks. Like living in a steam bath, but it finally calmed down a little bit, at least for a while here, and I can give the air conditioners a rest. I looked at my electric bill for last month. It was, I had to look at it twice. It was so high.
You're right, Jim. You're right. I looked at my bill, too. I said, what the heck? I didn't do nothing. I'm just here. You know, I don't close the door and open the door every time. But it was working double time shift, looked like, you know, that air condition at that time, about a couple of weeks ago. Even last week, same thing. But what are you going to do, you know? You got to pay that bill anyhow, no matter what. Anyhow, well, Jim, I haven't heard anything from you today, which is good. I'm glad to hear you out there, Roger.
Likewise, Jack. Well, I hear you call for stations from time to time and answer stations from time to time, but I just let you do your thing. But I called for my brother the past several nights here, and apparently he's not monitoring, he's not listening. I'll have to give him a call on the telephone. I have two brothers, and they both have licenses and radios, but I guess none of them are listening. But we do have each other's phone number, so I'll give him a call tomorrow when we're likely to be able to have a chance to talk. And I listen here quite a bit. But I generally let folks make their contacts and so forth. But I did hear you out earlier, so I figured I'd give you a call, see if you were still listening. So anyway, I hope things are going to go well for you for the next several days. We'll probably cross paths here in the next week or so, I imagine. But I'll let you go for now. Wish you good evening. 7-3 and God bless. WRUG 488, here is WRVJ 258.
Thank you, Jim, and good to hear from you, honestly. Do that all the time. I don't mind. Sometime I stay till 12, you know, like the Friday night or something like that, I stay till 12. Sometime 10:30 or something like that. Anytime you like, we'll talk, no problem at all. And you have a good evening, and you take care. WIUG 488.
WSCD 991. Hello, hello, hello.